Tonight, CBS will broadcast that holiday television tradition, A Charlie Brown Christmas. It first aired back in 1965. By now, we all know Charlie Brown will pick the sorriest tree on the lot, he'll lose control of his school play, and he'll object to the commercialization of the holiday. But did you know that the show's jazzy soundtrack almost prevented this classic from ever making it on the air? Now the music has been remastered and re-released in time for the holidays, and as NPR's Felix Contreras reports, it has as much to do with the show's longevity as Charlie Brown himself.
In 1965, Charles Schulz's comic strip Peanuts was reaching the kind of popularity that would keep it on the funny pages for another 35 years. All over the country, children, as well as adults, were cheering for the hapless Charlie Brown and absorbing Schulz's very grown-up themes of alienation, perseverance, and redemption. Lee Mendelson was filming a television documentary about Schulz and his pioneering strip. He needed some music for a short animation segment. He thought about his good friend Dave Brubeck, who was by then a popular jazz musician. But one morning on his way to work across the Golden Gate Bridge, he heard this song on the radio. Cast Your Fate to the Wind was one of those rarest of things, a jazz instrumental that became a hit song. It was written and performed by Vince Guaraldi, a pianist who was not well known beyond the Bay Area.
It was a journeyman's jazz career that was interrupted by this fluke hit single.
Joel Selvin is senior pop music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. He says after Mendelson heard the song, he tracked down the pianist and hired him to compose music for the documentary.
Mendelson still remembers calling Vince Guaraldi up to see how things were going and having Vince play him over the telephone the Linus and Lucy theme. It was one of those moments where everything became clear and the future was obvious.
In fact, Mendelson, animator Bill Melendez, and even Charles Schulz were so excited about seeing the animation set to music, they finished the documentary and immediately began working on another program. This one would be a 30-minute Christmas special for CBS. Despite their enthusiasm, Lee Mendelson says the network hated it.
They said, why are you mixing jazz music with traditional Hark the Herald Angels music? And just didn't think jazz fit properly.
Try to catch snowflakes on your tongue. It's fun. Need sugar.
The network also wanted professional child actors to do the voices of the characters, not the untrained youngsters Mendelson recruited. And finally, he says the network objected to the adult themes, this time materialism and faith. They didn't think they were appropriate for children.
I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel.
Bill Melendez and I, the animator, and I thought that we had ruined Charlie Brown. You know, we were too close to it. And the network, as I mentioned, didn't like the show. So we figured it would be on one time and be gone, or maybe twice.
Despite their concerns, and after a few cosmetic changes, CBS aired the program. And during an age when there were just three networks, a lot of people watched it.
When the show went on and we got a 50 share, which meant half the country tuned into the show that night, suddenly jazz, Charlie Brown, and the voices all were wonderful for the network.
Joel Selvin says Guaraldi's jazz soundtrack played a very specific role in the show's popularity.
It captured something in the innocence of the Charlie Brown characters that television viewers had never heard before.
One of several original compositions written for the show is Christmas Time is Here. Vince Guaraldi wrote the music, and Lee Mendelson wrote the lyrics by playing a children's game on the back of an envelope.
I didn't know that much about music. I just put down a long dash or a short dash for the notes, if it was a quarter note, half note, or whatever. And like in, you know, the game Hangman, I just filled in the spots on the envelope. It was weird, but that's what I did. It took longer to work out the dashes than it did the words. And for just, again, I don't know why, the words just came to me. And that was the first draft. We never changed it.
Mendelsohn and Melendez went on to do 50 Charlie Brown specials. The most recent was last year's He's a Bully, Charlie Brown. Vince Guaraldi collaborated on 17 shows. He died suddenly in 1976 at the age of 43, before he could see the show and his songs become modern symbols of the holidays. Joel Selvin.
He died between sets at a nightclub down in Menlo Park called Butterfields. You know, it was probably a $100, $200 gig, you know. It wasn't exactly like the palaces of entertainment that he was working. He was still a journeyman jazz guy right to the end.
I guess we better concentrate on finding a nice Christmas tree.
I suggest we try those searchlights, Charlie Brown.
The show's popularity grew with each annual broadcast, and for some families, a third generation will watch A Charlie Brown Christmas this year. And Vince Guaraldi's soundtrack has never been out of print since it was released 41 years ago. Considering those successes, perhaps CBS and Charles Schulz underestimated the impact of Charlie Brown's search for the true meaning of Christmas, as well as our collective capacity to embrace jazz. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
You can hear more music from Vince Guaraldi's classic soundtrack, along with other holiday classics, at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstein.